Aries sun signs and Aries rising signs, this is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for June 2019. And Aries, the energy in May that we spoke about, this judgment card energy, was your montage. It was this really deep opportunity to pan out from your life, to extract what is irrelevant, basically in your own mortal existence, from what is truly relevant and enduring, and to kind of soften the edges of how you gaze at your own existence and how you assess it. And really considering, you know, not from a morbid place, but the kind of end game of you're not here for very long, and how can you soften around some of the things that seem to be have incredible import, but maybe at the funeral, at your real or proverbial funeral, are not really going to be part of the mix of the majorness of your existence. And so the energy that's coming through for you in the month of June, the Two of Cups reversed, is a really soft and luscious extension of this. And by soft and luscious, I don't necessarily mean that it's going to be easy, because there's medicine even in the soft and luscious and thorny, but something can be soft and be thorny at the same time. And that's actually something I want you to hold in your consciousness for this coming month, because the Two of Cups is about, ultimately it is about partnership, but it's about partnering with parts of ourselves that we think should be shifted or to be exercised or excised from us. And to really start to feel into what is it in yourself that you think needs to be removed, that you think, if only I didn't, then I could. And really to play with that sentence this coming month, and to realize that this card at its heart is about in availability to not scramble to shift or to extract that thing, to realize that it can be blended, it can be kind of mixed into the soup, and that it has a signature flavor that you may not even realize the meaningfulness of until a much later point in kind of the cooking process of yourself and all of the parts of yourself. So there is this kind of energy in June of meeting a part of yourself. And it can be externalized too. You know, it can obviously be through collision with other beings that we recuperate our relationship with and kind of farmed out part of ourselves. This is connected to the Lover's card in terms of looking upon the whole landscape of our existence as having the potential to mirror and to show ourselves bits that we may have discarded, we may have forgotten. But there's a much more immediate call with the Two of Cups to look at basically just anything that you think should be changed. And it could be totally mundane. I mean, maybe there's something that feels confrontational about something in even in your physical body, that maybe you have another storyline of how you shouldn't even desire to change that because that there's some sort of negative connotation with even being that vain, or whatever the thing is. There's something or many things in a lot of us that we think need to be shifted in order for us to succeed or to unfurl or to be have a more easeful existence. And I really invite you in the month of June to just feel into what those things are, and to, if you can, start to come a little bit closer to them. Start to put your hands out to really to those parts of yourself that you feel you'd rather be putting on a plane and a train, sending away from your own body and your own consciousness, and to come closer to them, to bring them near. And wishing you a really expansive month of June, and I will speak with you in July.